Well, good morning. It is February 3rd, 2022, and welcome to our daily Bible reading today. Excuse me. Today we're going to be reading Genesis 35 and 36. We're then going to be reading Mark chapter 6, Job chapter 2, and Romans chapter 6. So let's get into the Word today. Two chapters today, Genesis chapter 35 and Genesis 36. Let's get into the Word today. And God said unto Jacob, Arise, and go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God, that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household, and to all that were with him, Put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments, and let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. And so Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar, and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him, when he fled from the face of his brother. But Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Bethel under an oak, and the name of it was called Al-Lan Bakuth. And God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Padan-Aram and blessed him. And God said unto him, Thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation, a company of nations shall be with thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him, and Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering thereon, and poured oil thereon. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spake with him Bethel. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath. And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass, when she was in the hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, Fear not, thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni. But his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way of Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave, and this is the pillar of Rachel's grave unto this day. And Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the tower of Edar. And it came to pass, when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, and Levi, and Judah, and Issachar, and Zebulun, the sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin, and the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan, and Naphtali, and the sons of Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, Gad, and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob, which were born to him in Padan Aram. And Jacob came unto Isaac, his father, into Mamre, unto the city of Arba, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac sojourned. And the days of Isaac were 180 years. And Isaac gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered unto his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. Chapter 36. Now these are the generations of Esau, who is Edom. Esau took his wives of the daughters of Canaan, Adah, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite, and Alobiath, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zibeon, the Hivite, and Bashemath, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Nebajoth, and Adah bare to Esau Eliphaz, and Bashemath bare Reuel, and Aholibamah bare Jeush, and Jalam, and Korah. And these are the sons of Esau, which were born unto him in the land of Canaan. And Esau took his wives, and his sons, and his daughters, and all the persons of his house, and his cattle, and all the beasts, and all his substance which he got in the land of Canaan, and went into the country from the face of his brother Jacob. For their riches were more than that they might dwell together, And the land therein they were strangers, could not bear themselves because of their cattle. and thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. And these are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites, in Mount Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Ada, the wife of Esau; Reuel, the son of Bashemath, the wife of Esau. The sons of Eliphaz and Teman, Omar, Zepho, and Gatam, and Kenaz. And Timnah was a concubine to Eliphaz, Esau's son. She bare to Eliphaz Amalek. And these were the sons of Ada, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Reuel, Nahath, and Zerah, Shama, Mizah. These were the sons of Bashemath, Esau's wife. And these were the sons of Alohemath, and the daughters of Anna, the daughter of Zibeon, Esau's wife. And she bare to Esau Jeush, and Jalam, and Korah. And these were dukes of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn of Esau: Duke Teman, Duke Omar, Duke Zepho, Duke Kenaz, Duke Korah, Duke Gatam, and Duke Amalek. These are the dukes that came of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. And these were the sons of Ada. And these are the sons of Reuel, Esau's sons: Duke Nahath, Duke Zerah, Duke Shama, Duke Mizah. These are the dukes that came of Reuel in the land of Edom. And these are the sons of Bashemath, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Alohamath, Esau's wife: Duke Jeush, Duke Jalam, Duke Korah. These were the dukes that came from Abilomath, the daughter of Anna, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Esau, who is Edom, and these are their dukes. And these are the sons of Seir the Horite, who inhabited the land: Lotan and Shobal, and Zibeon and Anna, and Dishan and Ezir and Dishan. These are the dukes of the Horites, the children of Seir in the land of Edom. And the children of Lotan were Horai and Heman, and Letan's sister was Timnah. And the children of Shobal were these: Alvan and Manahath, and Ebal, Shepu, and Oman. And these are the children of Zibeon, both Aja and Anna. And this was that Anna that found the mules in the wilderness as he fed the asses of Zibeon, his father. And the children of Anna were these: Dishan and Alohama, the daughter of Anna. And these are the children of Dishan: Hebnan and Eshban and Ithran and Chezron. The children of Ezer are these: Bilhan and Zavan and Akan. The children of Dishan are these: Uz and Aran. These are the dukes that came of the Horite: Duke Lotan, Duke Shobal, Duke Zibeon, Duke Anna, Duke Dishan, Duke Ezer, Duke Dishan. These are the dukes that came of Horai among the dukes of the land of Seir. And these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom before there reigned any king over the children of Israel. And Bela the son of Beor reigned in Edom, and the name of the city was Dinaba. And Bela died, and Jobab the son of Zerah of Bozrah reigned in his stead. And Jobab died, and Husham of the land of Temani reigned in his stead. And Husham died, and Hadad, the son of Bedad, who smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead. And the name of the city was Avith. And Hadad died, and Samla of Mashrekah reigned in his stead. And Samla died, and Saul of Rehoboth by the river reigned in his stead. And Saul died, and Baal Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead. And Baal Hanan, the son of Achbor, died, and Hadar reigned in his stead. And the name of the city was Pau, and his wife's name was Methabel, the daughter of Matred, and the daughter of Mezahab. And these are the names of the dukes that came of Esau according to their families after their places by their names: Duke Timnah, Duke Alva, Duke Jethu, Duke Alama, Duke Elah, Duke Pinan, Duke Kenez, Duke Teman, Duke Mizpar, Duke Magadel, Duke Iram. These be the dukes of Edom, according to their habitation in the land of their possession. He is Esau, the father of the Edomites. That was Genesis chapter 35 and 36. Let's move on over to Mark, the Gospel of Mark. We're going to read chapter 6 today. Gospel of Mark, chapter 6. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Jose, and of Judah and Simeon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. And Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went round the villages teaching. And he called unto him the 12, and began to send them forth two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirits, and commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse, but be shod with sandals, and not put on two coats. And he said unto them, In what place soever ye enter into a house, there abide till ye depart from that place. And whosoever shall not receive you, hear nor hear you, when you depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad, and he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. Others said that this is Elias, and others said that it is a prophet, or as one of the prophets. But when Herod heard thereof, he said, It is John, whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead. For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John, and bound him in prison, for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John had said unto Herod, It is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. And therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him, and would have him killed, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. And when a convenient day was come, that Herod, on his birthday, made a supper to his lords, high captains, and chief estates of Galilee. And when the daughter of said Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, Ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it to thee. And he sware unto her, Whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it to thee unto half of my kingdom. And she went forth and said unto her mother, What shall I ask? And she said, The head of John the Baptist. And she came in straightway with haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that thou give me, by and by, in a charger, the head of John the Baptist. And the king was exceedingly sorry, yet for his oath's sake, and for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. And immediately the king sent an executioner, and commanded his head to be brought in. And he went and beheaded him in the prison, and brought his head in a charger, and gave it to the damsel, and the damsel gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard of it, they came and took up his corpse, and laid it in a tomb. And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus, and told him all these things, both what they had done, and what they had taught. And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into the desert place, and rest for a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot thither out of the cities, and out went them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion towards them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, the disciples came unto him and said, This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about, and into the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. And he answered and said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they said unto him, Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread, and give them to eat? And he saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies unto the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and brake the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fishes. And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. And straightway he constrained the disciples to get into the ship and go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, which he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling in the rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the 4th watch of the night he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him, and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them, and saith unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their hearts were hardened. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret, and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered, into the villages or cities or countries, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch it, if it were but the border of his garments. And he made as many touch him were made whole. That was Mark chapter 6. Let's move on over to the book of Job, Job chapter 2. Job chapter 2. And there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, From whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord, and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him, to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord, and said, Skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. And so went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord, and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die. But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speak. What, shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this, did not Job sin with his lips? Now when Job's three friends heard of all the evil that had come upon him, they came every one from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. For they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off, and knew him not, they lifted up their voice, and wept, and they rent every one his mantle, and sprinkled dust upon their heads towards heaven. And so they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spake a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. That was Job chapter 2. Let's move on over to our final reading today in Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 today. Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized unto Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? And therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of our sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death has no more dominion over us. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. And likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that ye should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servant to obey, his servant ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but that ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. And I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to the uncleanness and to iniquity and to iniquity, even so now yield ye your members servants to righteousness and to holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. And what fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. That was our reading today for February 3rd, 2022. Make sure that you comment if you have not, or give a reaction to this video in order to get credit. Appreciate everybody joining me each and every morning. Pray that you have a great day. So let's go to the Lord and give it to Him. Lord in heaven, we thank you so much for another day that you have granted to us, a day that you have made. And indeed, Lord, no matter what our circumstances may be, we are called to rejoice and be glad in it. And Lord, we are rejoicing because of all of those truths, especially that we read throughout the scriptures today. Lord, as we look at the life of Job, Lord, we understand that trials and problems are going to come into our life. But Lord, we also understand that you indeed are the one that give the strength to be able to rise above those challenges. And so, Lord, grant that to those of us today who are struggling. Lord, I pray, God, that you would just give us your strength and your grace day by day to be able to trust you. Lord, knowing that our ultimate hope is rooted in what we read about in Romans 6, Lord, that our salvation is secure, that while the wages of sin is death, that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And Lord, what an awesome, awesome truth. Help us to live in that today. Help us to share it with others. Help us to just have that as the root of everything that we do today, Lord, I pray. That good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, may it be everything to us. We love you, and we grant this day to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you all. See you tomorrow morning. Bye now.